Of the revolt. King Hussein of Jordan said the unrest would help to unite the Arabs on the Palestinian question and would bring about their legitimate rights. That's it from the news desk. And now look at the currency exchange rates for today. To buy a pound sterling will cost you 120 Irish and will sell for 116. An American dollar can be bought for 63p and will sell for 62. The exchange rates come to us courtesy of Allied Irish Banks. That's it for me for the moment. More again on the hour at 11.
Thank you, Mary. In the northwestern area, weather warm with sunny spells. Coastal fog should clear well by midday. Temperature today will reach a height of 18 degrees Celsius, 64 Fahrenheit. Winds will be light. It's now 2 minutes past the hour of 10. We join Patsy Lafferty for Pick of the Press.
Good morning. The Irish press leads with the story that over 600 managers and Bank of Ireland branches and departments are to be given a 9% pay increase from June the 1st. The price of this pay rise means that they have signed away their right for future representation and wage negotiations by their union. This will bring the salaries of some bank managers to over £40,000 per year. The Star this morning devotes its entire front page and gives extensive coverage on its inside pages of the addiction of Irish men and women to tranquilizer abuse. Ativan and Valium are two of the drugs most mentioned, and the Star estimates that there are a staggering 22,000 women and men addicted to these legally prescribed drugs. One woman describes how she has been in Valium since she was 16 years old. Now at 30 years of age and the mother of two children, she describes how she cannot remember her wedding day or her honeymoon and finds that her teenage years seem to be wiped out. The Archbishop of Dublin, Dr. Desmond Connell, has given the front page headlines of the Irish Independent as he warns that Ireland's immigration problem is now so critical that it could lead to the country becoming the retirement home of Europe. Pointing out that at least 25,000 people were leaving our country annually, the Bishop goes on to say, if it continues, immigration will mean that for many people, Ireland may become a place where they were born, educated, and from which they leave, and they may return on their retirement. The workers of Bunkerton Labour Exchange lost their jobs a few weeks past because their employer operated the employment exchange on a contract basis, and he wished to retire from the management of the exchange. This morning, the Irish Press reports of a similar situation in Ennis in County Clare with a headline, Now Dole staff join the queues. This report goes on to say, the women who work at an unusual employment exchange in the West are themselves to be left jobless at the weekend. Just after paying out this week's social welfare entitlements to the jobless of Ennis at the town's employment office, the staff themselves face the prospect of the Dole queue next week. The unique situation has arisen because the Ennis Liberty Exchange has been run on a contract basis for many years by the local Barrett family. Now Mrs. Mary Barrett, holder of the contract and employer of the office staff, is retiring. From next week, the Department of Social Welfare is taking over the office and staffing it with redeployed civil servants from Dublin, leaving the former staff out of work. There are 12 altogether, all female, and only one, according to local reports, has got a job elsewhere. The department plans to build a new livery exchange in Ennis soon, staffed by civil servants. It is believed that after Ennis, there is only one other welfare office run on a contract basis. Staying with Irish Press, we read a report of how a woman was awarded £870 damages yesterday against her hairdresser because she claimed she suffered severe burns to the face and head and her hair began to fall out after a visit to the salon in November 1986. And finally, from Pick of the Press, our North West community this morning, we have a report in today's Irish Star by Dr. Vernon Coleman, and he informs us that 2 out of every 5 fatal accidents occur in the home. And Dr. Coleman goes on to report, when you close your front door, take off your coat and put on your slippers, you probably think you're safe, but you're not. 2 out of every 5 fatal accidents occur in the home, and a third of all accidents that require hospital treatment occur not on the roads or in factories, but in perfectly ordinary flats and houses. In the next 24 hours, no less than 12 people will die after being injured in their own homes. So Dr. Coleman goes on to say, so to help you spot the accident black spots in your home, he has compiled a list of the top type of accidents. Number 1, falls on stairs or steps. Avoid them by making sure carpets are well fixed and steps and staircases well lit. Walking into doors, Make sure any glass and room doors are safety glass. Opening tins. Use a good reliable tin opener, never opening a can with a knife. Tripping and falling on uneven or slippery paths. Check that your paths are clear and smooth. Remove leaves, fill in holes and make paving slabs even. And finally, dog bites. Animals kept as household pets should always be well trained.
Thank you, Patsy, for picking the press this morning. I don't think I'll go home anymore. Chas and Dave, from their album, Their Greatest Hits. There Ain't No Pleasing You. Thank you, Patsy Lafferty, for picking the press this morning. And unfortunately, he won't be back with us tomorrow morning, because Patsy's like all good people. He has a good day job to go to at times. So he'll be working tomorrow. Now, the We're looking for somebody kind of to fill in for Pick of the Press on days that Patsy won't be here. And it'll work out pretty even for you because there's a fair few days he's unable to make it here. So if you're interested, then let us know about it. I think after mentioning yesterday, there's one or two people that's interested. But please do let us know if you're interested in doing it. And we'll follow on from there. We'll give you a little sort of an insight to what it's all about. And you'd hardly call it training, but we do give you a bit of training and we'll show you what it's all about and how to go about doing it and all of that. So if you're interested, give us a ring at 61673, okay? Now, there's a special dedication here. Hello to Stanley. How are you this morning, Stanley? And I'm told you work for the electricity board in Oma, in County Tyrone. And a very good morning to you, and hi to everyone in that part of the world, and especially those who are working for the electricity board there. Working? For the electricity... never mind. And it's worse than that. He's going to get married in 2 weeks' time. A lamb to the slaughter, I'm told. A lamb to the... He's blind. Love is blind. There's no doubt about it. Wishing you all the very best, Stanley. Don't know your second name, unfortunately. Wish I had it here. All the very best. Although he has broken my heart, it says here. And it comes from somebody anonymous. Please play Fleetwood Mac and Everywhere for him. He needs it badly this morning. If you want to change your mind, Stanley, if you want to sort of pull the pin at this stage, then... I'll do everything I can. If you just let me know, and I'll tell no one, but I'll do my best for you. Are these people going to sing, I wonder? That's better. You can't be here all morning waiting on you to sing.
Fleetwood Mac, Everywhere.
dedicated most especially this morning to Stanley, who works for the electricity board and who's getting married in 2 weeks' time. It comes from somebody who is anonymous, and they say that he has broken their heart for some time now. So there you are. And congratulations to you. Have a good wedding, and we wish you all the best in your future life. And good morning to all of you up there in Omagh and at the electricity board there in Omagh. Good morning to all of you, and it's good to have you listening in. Good, well, sort of some news. Don't know if it's so good. For the Millfield and Milltown people, Millfield, Milltown and Grantia people, I should say, in the Buncrana area, this is. It is, yeah, in the Buncrana area. In County Donegal, your water supply will be turned off this morning from 11 a.m. So go do whatever you got to do and do it quickly, and it will be off due to repairs which is necessary at the moment to have to be done on the mains. It's hoped the supply will be resumed by 12:30. 12:30 doesn't say 12:30 when, but it says 12:30, you understand. It could be 12:30 on January the 1st next year. I think it is 12:30 today, in fact.
When you're down and troubled and you need some love and care, and nothing is going right, your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call
Davis, you've got a friend.
You've got a friend.
Did the lady that rang from Grantia outside Derry know your water has not been cut off this morning? Sorry about that. Well, not sorry about that. Good news for you. Your water's not been cut off. You're fine, healthy, and well, and you'll have your... Well, sincerely hope so. They may be doing something up there as well that we don't know about. But no, it's Grantia Buncrannan. Sorry about that. Maybe I didn't make it clear enough, but it's Grantia Buncrannan, Millfield Buncrannan, and Milltown. Water supply being turned off at 11 a.m. this morning. So you can empty the bath again, madam, Mrs. up there in Grantia, outside Derry. Don't get excited about it this morning. It's not you, you understand. It's due to repairs that's been taking place in Buncrannan, and it's hoped that the supply will be resumed by 12:30 p.m. today, confirmed today. The only thing about that is it says in here, it's hoped, you know what I mean.
Oh, the wayward wind is a restless wind. A restless wind that yearns to wander. Days, and I guess the sound of the outward bound made me a slave to my wandering ways. On the wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind. I tried my best to settle down. She's now alone with a broken heart. And the wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind.
The Wayward Wind there, that's Frank Ifield, a nice one too from him. I've got a few little dedications I want to deal with right now. It's 25 minutes past 10 on NWCR. Please play Days in Old Donegal by John McGrenera and Choice for Pat McGettigan, who was playing football not very long ago for the Old Timers, and that's from his Five Little Dots. And another record by John McGrenera and Choice for John McCann and his wife Catherine and baby Jason as well, and that's from All in Cranford and Kerry Keel. And dear Mary, this was sent to Mary incidentally, would you please play a request for my dear mother Mary Kelly of Ard McCarran Ballybuffet. Please play Days of Old Donegal by John McGrenera and Choice, and that comes from Rosling. And a little note here, footnote from Mary indeed, to say thanks to Celia and Joe for the card. So there you are, lots of dedications coming in there for Days of Old Donegal by John McGrenera. So we had better play it.
Sing me a song and I take you along from Ballintra down to Portlaoise. In memories of times I'll never forget my days in old Donegal. Walk into school in the springtime over a carpet of green, down by the woods to the river, where
where all the young lovers have been. Through the white snow in the winter, with no tribes for those that I leave, is oftentimes in front of the fire, comes a memory my heart can't conceive. Oh, sing me a song and I'd take you along, from Ballintra down to Bowes Hall. In memories of times I will never forget, my days in old Lady Ball. Sunday in a round valley buffet, listening to all the great stories over a warm cup of tea. These are the memories I've gathered, but now I'm so far from it all. If wishes came true, what I'd wish to do is go back there to old Donegal. Sing me a song and I'll take you along, from Ballintra down to Bowes Hall. In memories of times I will never forget, my days in old Donegal. Oh, sing me a song and I'll take you along, from Ballintra down to Bowes Hall. In memories of times I will never forget, my days in old Donegal.
If this weather puts you in the mood for decorating, then you should avail of some of this great value now at Pat Murray Wallpaper, Spencer Road and Queen's Quay Derry. Just listen to some of these special offers. Washable wallpaper from $1.99 per roll. Quality vinyls from $3.90 per roll. Coloured blown vinyls from $3.50 per roll. White fresco blown vinyls from $3.90 per roll. Pat Murray is also the best value in quality paints. 10 litres of brilliant white matte emulsion, $6.50. 5 litres of brilliant white vinyl silk emulsion, $6.90. A full range of Dulux and Permaglaze paints always in stock. See our super range of ceramic floor and wall tiles at keenest prices. And where can you get all this great value? Well, now you have a choice. At Pat Murray Wallpaper, Spencer Road, Waterside. And Pat Murray Wallpaper's Queen's Quay Derry. Convenient to Derry's Guildhall. Here we are once again, shoppers, surrounded by all the bargains at Super Fair Greenore Road, Derry. And as usual, Super Fair have some great bargains for your basket this week. Maxi size Pampers, £8, £12.79. Daz Automatic Liquid, 2 litres, £2.69. HP Sauce, 39 pence. Cans of Coke 6 pack, only 99 pence. C&C Minerals, 2 litres, 59 pence. Jacob's Cream Crackers, 23 pence. Weetabix Family Size, 67 pence. And John West Red Salmon, 213 grams, £1.59. And don't forget, shoppers, there's no problems with Irish currency at Superfair. Their modern checkouts make a conversion easy at the daily rate. So don't forget, for comfort, courtesy and the best value round, it's got to be Superfair Greenore Road, Derry this week.
My name's Emily and I've just bought a Gold Star 500 watt microwave oven with a turntable for £130.
You've been done, Emily. A Gold Star 500 watt microwave oven with a turntable cost only £115 in the Strand Electric's great second anniversary sale.
Well, what about the new 20 inch Inari television with a video stand for £220?
£195, Emily, in the great Strand Electric second anniversary sale.
A 1000 watt Philips vacuum cleaner for £70?
£55. £55 in the Strand Electric's great second anniversary sale.
An 800-spin Lendi washing machine at £270?
£245 in the Strand Electric's great second anniversary sale.
Well, what about a remote-controlled VHS video at £270?
Sorry, Emily, £249 in the Strand Electric's great second anniversary sale. In fact, the Strand Electric's great second anniversary sale is unbeatable. There's a large selection of Seiko quartz wall clocks clearing at half price for only £18. That's Strand Electric's, open 6 days every week. We don't close lunch times. Strand Electric's, 128 Lower Strand Road, Derry, beside Homemaker's Discount.
Advertising with NWCR makes more than sound sense. It's common sense. Did you know that when you advertise with NWCR, your business or product is heard by a listening audience of around 500,000 people? give your business or product the boost it needs. Call our advertising sales team today on 61682. Treble 03, the code from Northern Ireland, and 077 outside Inishowen. Do your business a favour. Advertise with NWCR.
Danny Kelly on NWCR.
This is Tony Stevens, and you're tuned to The Happy Sounds on NWCR.
Thank you. you.
It. There you are, that's Sweet Dreams, Cheeky Bee there, nice record, and it's off an album called Family Favourites, Volume 2, which is on sale in all good record shops now, and tremendous Irish artists displayed all throughout that album, and they're doing a marvellous job there too. Some things to tell you about, Satin Fabric Shop, the Diamond Dairy, have the finest selection of curtain dress and bridal fabrics, and at the keenest prices as well too. Call to Satin Fabrics at the Diamond Dairy, or telephone Mara on 371821. Lots of things happening here in the northwest of Ireland. I'll be dealing with the papers later on and some things arising from them. We had Patsy Lafferty earlier on this morning doing Pick at the Press, and he's got some other stuff to follow on with, so we'll be dealing with that after 11 o'clock, hopefully. And some surprise telephone calls to come your way this morning too, so we look forward to that later on as well, and you will be waiting with bated breath for that, I sincerely hope. I got a letter here from Oma in County Tyrone, and or outside Oma, it's Drumkeen in County Tyrone, and it says here, I write to tell you, Danny, that there's a dramatic increase in heart attacks, strokes, and sudden deaths in the Oma and surrounding districts. Doctors are very concerned at the moment, and as patients are admitted to hospital, they tend to ask them why, or what happened when you got this heart attack or stroke or whatever, and they all say it's because Kelly's back. Kelly, yeah, what do you think of that? Thank you, that's all I need. That's all I need in the morning. That's good, yeah. Here's the Hothouse Flowers. They're the hottest thing around at the moment, we're told. And they're good, they're Irish as well. Listen to them. This particular number's called Don't Go.
This little fresh cut grass, and it's filling up my senses, and the sun is shining down on the blossoms in the avenue. There's a buzzing fly hanging around the bluebells and the daisies. There's a lot more love in her left in this world. Don't go, don't leave now.
My toes are submerged in the water and it feels good. Children playing, building castles on the shoreline like a painting that love and Lord. It feels so fine, don't go. Coming at me at a pace now, and there's a blue Sirocco blowing warm into my face. The sun is shining on the underside of the bridges, and the cars going by with smiles in the windows. There's a black cat lying in the shadow of a gatepost, and the black cat keeps telling me, look, it's on its way. There's a black cat lying in the shadow of a gatepost, and the black cat tells me, look, it's on its way. Don't go.
There you are, that's the Hothouse Flowers, nice one it is as well from them, and they're doing so well at the moment, we wish them well of course, and the big international artists now and there, they're on their way, and every good wish to them on this morning. Now we've got a lot to deal with this morning in relation to what happened last night, and we're trying to get things organised here, and Kieran's getting records organised and things like that, because we had a big night last night in Strabane, for those of you who've just tuned in, we've mentioned earlier on this morning, but we had an awards concert last night in Strabane in St. Patrick's Hall, and I mean, lots of people were appearing. Sandy Kelly was there, Barn Brack, Seamus McGee, Dominic Kirwan, T.R. Dallas, Mary Duff, Hugo Duncan and Aidan Murphy. Aidan Murphy's an impressionist and he was comp air for the night there, and we had an absolutely wonderful night, and thanks to everyone who was so kind to us in that part of the world, and we look forward to going back there. Incidentally, the NWCR back-to-back team will be in Kelly's Lounge in Strabane on this Thursday night. Lots of the NWCR group there, so join them there for a great night's entertainment. All proceeds go towards the flood victims in Strabane, so that's good. We've dedications coming your way from the last night's gig, and they'll be coming your way after 11 o'clock, because lots of them said they wouldn't be out of bed too early this morning, Danny, and don't be reading out the request too early, because you know why, and all the rest of it. So after 11 o'clock, okay? 46 after 10, you're tuned to the biggest and best in the Northwest, NWCR.
Here I am, just an ordinary man, and my virtues are few, and I'm amazed every morning when I wake with a lady like you. I deserve did I ever do to win a lady like you? Look at me, I'm as common as can be, but do you make me shine?